This episode of The Real Easy Show is presented by Flush Retail. Flush Retail is a fashion brand and retail website from the brain of co-creator of The Real Easy Show, John Wittig. Yeah, that's me. The website features collections of fashionable merchandise, including t-shirts, hoodies, and hats that are all original creations. The most recent collection to be featured on FlushRetail.com is the Rosie Collection. The Rosie Collection is a package of t-shirts, hoodies, and a beanie that all showcase a brand new original design inspired by The Real Easy Show. This collection is out right now, and our listeners will receive a very special discount code. To get 20% off your next order from FlushRetail.com, use offer code REALEASY at checkout. That's code REALEASY at checkout for 20% off your next order of the Rosie Collection. All right, without any further ado, let's just get into this episode. It features Evan's cousins. They're pretty awesome folks. Let's hear it.
I'm motherfucking fat boy, boy.
What's good? Welcome back to The Real Easy Show.
How's it going?
You got John, you got Evan.
This is me. I'm Evan. That's John. Today we have a special guest, my cousins, Maria Parsons and Anna Parsons.
Hello. Hey guys, I'm Maria. You won't know that because you can't see me.
They're Anna.
Hey, eventually just we'll get to be able to see people.
Yeah.
We're trying to record it at some point.
Maybe one day.
One day.
Juan Day.
We got a new studio coming up because I'm about to move. We'll probably set it up in there in the next month or so.
Yeah.
So that's look out for video.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
This is actually my first podcast ever. No, I take that back. I've done one for a class.
Oh, wow. Did you record it?
Yeah, I think I wasn't in charge of like the technical stuff, but I think she just did it on GarageBand.
Okay.
And we did it in like a study room at the library, and you could hear like the rustling of papers and doors closing.
Nice.
We got a C. So hopefully this is better than that.
This one matters.
It better be. We're a constant A.
Yeah.
At The Real Easy Show. We have only 5-star reviews on iTunes.
That is true. Ooh, we grade awesome. Ourselves also. A little biased. Our parents like them. So
it's true.
Yeah. But Maria, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23. And yeah. What are you doing currently?
I'm in grad school at Florida State studying publishing. So book publishing, magazine publishing, essay critique, stuff like that. Like it's very interesting. It's very niche. Like I don't really know anyone else aside from people that are in my program that are like into that stuff.
It's but a good thing.
So I'm going to be graduating in May.
Nice.
Sweet.
Anna, what are you up to? How old are you?
I'm 20. I'm a sophomore, and I'm going to FSU next year, hopefully doing social work. Like, a social work major, but
cool.
I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with that, or like what part of it I'll be in, but I don't know.
You're always interested in eating disorders, right? Like working with...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't need to speak for you. That's my bad habit. But, you know, I know what I know.
I don't know. I'm just going to take classes and figure it out because I don't know.
You're probably in the boat with a lot of people.
I'm
same
taking
boat.
The intro class right
Joanne
now.
Joanne did social work for a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Joanne. And then, like, she had a bad experience or something. Yeah. She changed her mind. I don't know.
There's definitely going to be some bad stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the nature of it, though.
Yeah. But hopefully some, like, good ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there to make the happy ending.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That could be interpreted in a lot of different ways, but never mind.
Segueing into our discussion. So Anna recently became a criminal.
No,
she did.
She wanted to tell that story.
Criminal. So, okay, it's a pretty long story. So, I recently moved in with one of my friends, Ashley, and I went to, so just a random day, we decided to go to Target, just with my little 12-year-old sister, and we go and I probably got like $80 worth of stuff, but like in the middle of we were there for like an hour, just kind of getting lost in the whole, just everything there.
Target's a good store to walk around.
Yeah, you don't know what you get sometimes. Like,
yeah.
We didn't know what we were going to get. We just were like, I don't know. Anyway, there was a wall of earrings with like different cards with about like 12 pairs on each card. And like they were all the same price. So clearly you can't do this, but we didn't know it was illegal. We switched out this like certain earrings from like different cards to design our own pack, which we thought like
seem like a big deal.
Yeah, we thought if we got caught, it would be like, hey, don't do that, by like a Target employee.
Yeah.
So we go to self checkout. I spend, like I said, $80. I'm walking out. We're all like walking out. It's fine. Like I was like putting the earrings in as we were walking out, like not hiding anything. And like we're like out the door, and like this guy comes around the front with a Guy Harvey shirt and like khaki cargo pants. And he's like, you ladies come with me. So like at first, yeah, he's like, you ladies come with me. And like at first he wasn't like dressed up. So we thought I thought he was just this creepy dude. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. So we're like, what? Like, anyway, he takes us to a Target jail cell.
Oh. They have those?
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, apparently.
Like, it's just a room
It's like a room with these metal chairs and handcuffs like hanging from them. And like a different room with like a whole setup of like security cameras.
Is there multiple like cells, or is it just one big room? Oh no,
there's a holding cell, which we did get locked in eventually. And like there's the main room where you sit down and like he takes your information, and there's another room where he's like with all of his cameras set up watching all of Target. Anyway, so we sit there, like, I'm so nervous, like, shaking, so is my little sister, and we're like, he's like, you ladies know what we're here for, and we're like, we have an idea, like, it's the earrings. Basically, he writes us up, he calls a cop, and we have to, like, sit in the holding cell, locked in there for an hour waiting for the cop to come, and we tell the cop the story, and he's like, wait, so you bought the earrings that he's like complaining about? And we're like, yeah. And he was like, this is ridiculous, but he wrote us up anyway. And anyway, so we just have to go to court the next month. And it's funny because I saw like five different people I knew at court, which I like all different my high school. And I was like, hey, like, what are you doing here? Like,
it was really like, what are you in for?
Like, one of my friends he got an MIP because he was drinking a White Claw in his front yard. So we had to go to court for that.
What is an MIP?
A minor in possession. Those hard seltzers.
He was drinking a hard seltzer in his front yard. Got arrested.
That is.
That's like a worse story than mine, but basically I had to go to community service I had to get 15 hours. So I went to my sentence was the Junior Museum, which is like this vacant museum that I used to go to as a kid in Tallahassee, and like there's like 10 animals, and they're all like, I don't know, like I go to the place, and they tell me to go to this little shack, and I walk up to a shack, and he tells me to grab a broom. It's really vague, so I'm just walking around the whole museum, like, just with a broom, but it's outside, so I'm, like, just sweeping leaves that are like, gonna be there anyway.
Wait, I don't get what the point of this place is.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to, just, like, sweep the ramps, but, like, no one goes, so
like, what is it?
It's an outdoor, just museum with different animals everywhere. And
I haven't been since I was little, but what I remember is there were panthers, and
yeah,
there was a big pig that I thought was super cute, and I went up to, like, pigs used to be my favorite animal because of Charlotte's Web. Mm-hmm. And I went up to it and it was like a big, it wasn't like a teacup pig, like it was a full on hog and it was asleep. And I went up and like kind of was like, hey, piggy, like, I don't know if I stuck like a stick or something in it, but it like, it like stood up and like snapped at me and like spit flew out of its mouth and like it looked like, okay, but back to the museum. So they have big, big evil pigs.
They don't. Well, they had this. No, it's really gone downhill. There was like sad. There were like two deer, a couple foxes.
I remember.
Maybe it's because it's like in the winter though. No one's really.
Yeah, going. I remember there were skunks. Like, and you got to walk. You walk on a bridge thing, yeah, and then you're looking down on like skunks and panthers, not together, obviously. fox. But what I remember, there was like a farm. Oh no! Speaking of Aunt Jo, the ex-social worker, I'll have to tell her I'm busy. But there's like a farm section that has like the pigs and the hogs and the goats. But then there's like the animals that are like native to Florida. They tried to have a lot of, I guess they don't have those anymore, and they just have people doing community
so
service.
It's like, yeah.
No, it's basically so the whole place is just for people to get community service hours. One of the, it was like my fourth day there because I can't like stand being there for longer than 2 hours because it's just that boring.
So many hours did you have to do?
15.
That's a long time.
Yeah, no. It was like, I thought it was a lot, but then I met, like, I made a friend with a girl who had 300 hours.
Whoa.
Hers was battery, but she was actually really nice.
Oh my God.
She was nice.
Who did she batter?
Just, it was a long story. That was a different story.
mom just said that our alarm has been going off and the police have been dispatched and none of us are there.
Oh no.
That's why she called. I don't know why she called you.
Yeah, I'm a first responder, just visiting, making sure everything's secure.
But there's anyway, no one.
That's not good.
I know. Do you need to go handle that?
I don't know. I guess my.
Should we?
I guess my mom will figure it. I don't know.
I mean, where is she?
Need, I don't know why we would need to.
Can you just
there.
Call and cancel that?
Yeah, can
we're
you
already like, there.
Just call and cancel?
Did someone break in though?
Yeah, that would
normally
be the thing.
They call.
What if someone broke in? What if it's like
Matthew's
a not a fluke?
At someone's house, and my dad's at.
He's at
his friend's house, I think. Or is he at?
He's
at
Nani's house.
Nani's house. Oh, he's at Nani's house.
Oh, she just texted me.
That's weird.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. She just said sorry. Okay, this got a little personal on the podcast. That's okay. That's why we're here.
Do we want to...
Yeah, let me call her.
All right.
Yeah. And cut. So, we didn't have any intention of making this a true crime podcast, but life happens.
Looks like that's what it's going to be.
Today's Tuesday. We started recording the podcast on Saturday. I got the phone call that my alarm in my house started going off. And, so we...
We kind of didn't really take it seriously. We just thought it was like a broken window or... that was pretty windy outside, but,
I'm still a little flustered, honestly.
Yeah, it's the suburbs, man. Nothing even remotely interesting will ever happen.
Yeah, and just, like, no one was there. My parents were over in Alabaster, grandparents' house, and we were just down the road, so us four, John, Marie and Anna,
yep.
Myself.
So,
it really took a turn for the worse. I mean, you really wouldn't think it would be as bad as it was, but we got there. To put it lightly, there was blood on the scene.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
And...
It was just weird pulling up, like...
We still don't know whose it was, though, which is the weird part.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know. We got someone to come and clean it up. They're still investigating, but...
We're getting way ahead of the story, though.
Yeah, let's back it up.
Wait,
so
okay.
We pull up.
It's a cold, wet night. We're kind of just nonchalant about it. Like, we're like, oh,
what's
this
going
is...
on? It's kind of funny.
We wrote it off more as an inconvenience, so we had to stop recording. We definitely didn't think we were going to almost die.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, they're laughing because, like, what else are you going to do? That's how you cope, right?
Yeah.
It is, like, the first stage of grief, which, right? No.
That's one of them.
Denial.
No, yeah. I fully accepted that I will never see my dear...
Your dear big toe, right? I mean, no. That's what you're going for.
Chip was sliced.
Dang, we really kind of messed this up.
Yeah.
It's the blood. Who said the blood? Was that you?
Oh, did I mess up? That's my bad. That's my bad.
Dang it, John.
Well, I was thinking we could transition.
The blood just threw it off.
Well, yeah, I
my
didn't.
My plan was that it was one of us got
unbelievable.
Hurt. My plan was that one of us got hurt.
Nowhere Dang. To go with him.
Okay, Damn so it. We tried our hand at improv. We tried our hand at true well. Crime. Let's get back to the...
Yeah, let's get back to the real story. Regularly.
Well, tell them, yeah, so we pulled up.
Yeah.
We sat
it's
outside.
Still Saturday, by the way.
And then the cop showed up, and he walked up to the car, and I was like, oh, I live here. Here's my ID.
He's like, he was like,
oh.
No, you fucking don't.
He's like, you don't fucking live here. Not really. And
no,
then
he wasn't a hard ass.
He's like, all right, boss, I'm gonna go look around. My parents weren't there yet. And then they walked around the house, he did with his flashlight. And my window, I had left it open, but that was not why the alarm went off. It's funny because my dad was saying all this stuff, but he's the one that left the garage door open. And then also Denali.
Why are dads so quick to do that?
I don't know.
And like,
I was
nothing
like,
is
yeah,
ever their
it was
fault.
Such a dad thing. Whatever. It's pretty funny.
Dads love
But then
to
also
deflect.
Our dog Denali was inside. So I think he like set it off. Like the sensors.
Now you're deflecting.
Yeah, I am.
I really don't think he did it.
Who did it?
Who done
we don't
it?
Know.
Who done
the it? Door okay, was so open. Whatever. It was all good.
It's an elaborate plan.
Yeah, so.
The burglar's trying to make you think you're safe.
Yeah, it's probably still in there.
So the garage door was open and the door was open?
That's like, the garage door was closed, but then the door that went from the garage into the house was half open. So, like, whoever went out that way to the garage, like, didn't. The door wasn't closed.
And that's on the
And it probably just, like, creaked open.
Oh,
slowly and then
through.
Said yeah or something. I don't know. You know. Whatevs.
What you gonna do, bro?
So no one broke in, so that's good.
Yeah, it was NBD for sure.
They didn't steal my puppy.
That was a major concern. That was like you were trying
scared.
To laugh about it, but like you're like, haha, no. What if they stole Sage? That would suck.
That would be so sad.
Bro, I don't
I was
know
like,
that
damn,
you've
I didn't
ever
think
mentioned
about that
yeah.
you have a puppy on the podcast.
Do Did what?
You? I don't think you've ever mentioned that you have a puppy.
Oh, yeah, I
podcast.
Got a puppy beginning of December. A dude. So I was at work. It was actually my last day at work. And he came in. He was like, hey, I got these two puppies. I just found them on the side of the road down by the train tracks. And this is like, so he's like a hood dog.
Who is this person?
His name's
yeah.
Seth.
What is this in
I really
impression?
I didn't really know.
I thought you were about to ask about his income. It's like,
No. I'm more interested
like,
in the impression.
Like, he's just kind of like, what's up, dude? He's a gaffer.
But I'm interested really? Because you've used that voice to imitate like three different types
of
people.
Well, that's just
people.
like the guy, you know, what's up, bro, you know? Like, that's like the frat guy, dude.
Is he really a gaffer?
God,
that's a
dude.
Dope
yeah,
job.
He's a gaffer. And like, so a gaffer, for if you don't know, they're like, he controls light in like photography, like commercial stuff and like
see,
in video shootings. So he's like in charge of the lighting. Mm. Yeah. It's, and like I've seen that's all his cool. pictures of his lighting and it looks really good. It's always really dramatic.
Hell yeah. Did he go to school
so
for that?
So it's cool. I don't know.
You don't know, bro?
I really don't know him. Like, but now we're like, I just send him pictures of Sage. He's like a huge dog guy, but he didn't need another dog. Yeah.
I got
but you. So yeah, been raising him. He had fleas and worms.
Mm. Classic tale.
Yeah.
Classic
I got him all cleaned up. He just got his 12-week checkup on Friday. He had to get some shots.
It's always fun.
And taking him to puppy play day tomorrow at Petco.
See you guys there.
Happy boy.
Yeah, let's kidding, all man. Squat up. What time is it?
Squat up.
You want to know something kind of sad?
What?
Screwed up. I don't know if I could have said
up.
The F word.
On you can say the fuck
geez,
word.
Jeez, we've said it.
On the pod.
We have the explicit tag
yeah,
on iTunes.
Damn right we do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do. We're explicit.
Well, I did hear
Okay. Well, so PetSmart or Petco, like, turned away a pit bull at one of those little puppy play dates.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I mean,
can't
come
be
on.
Doing that.
You can't just be turning around whole breeds of dogs.
For real.
Like, geez.
I mean, I'm a big proponent of the pit bull movement in that they are regular dogs.
They are.
What have they done wrong?
Dogs will be dogs.
Every dog has bitten a person before. Every breed of dog.
But can you not?
But.
I mean, but pit bulls are a little more aggressive.
Were you talking about the little picture of the dog that was all excited?
Yes, it was a Cinco de Dogo or something. It was
a little hat, like a fiesta hat.
It was wearing a sombrero.
Oh my God. And they really turned him
ready.
Down.
It was ready. They was going to get like... The
dog was wearing a sombrero.
It reminded me
He sounds like a Chicano. Get them the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Build the wall.
Sad, really.
It is a little bit
sad.
But you do hear about pit bulls.
I know they're pretty
doing aggressive stuff, but at the same time, you see more nice pit bulls than you read about scary pit bulls.
It just goes
stories.
Back to the nature versus nurture. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
probably right.
Are they just more aggressive?
They might
dogs.
Be slightly more aggressive, but but the thing is, like, you can nurture them.
I know huskies are like that also. And you think about like energetic. Chihuahuas are so yippy.
Chihuahua.
Like if they're all like bigger, that. They're like chows. Too. Because they think Sage might have a little chow in him, so I have to be stern with him, or he'll get, like, real rowdy and, like, really mean. So I got to lay the whoosh.
Really
show him who's boss.
Really get him something going.
Because if they don't know that they're not the alpha male.
Oh. Yeah, there's like a pecking order.
Yeah, they have to know that they're the beta.
or whatever's under that.
Do you guys ever call up here, like, that dude's such a beta.
Beta cuck?
Beta cuck.
I've never actually described someone as a beta.
My friend Connor calls people beta all the time. I think it's
it sounds like
it's
a Connor thing.
Like
to do.
Yeah, it's like, dude,
beta?
That guy's such a beta.
Yeah, like
that's kind of funny. I
know, isn't that funny?
I need to add that into the mix.
Such a beta male.
I have like five phrases
sounds so
I 90s, use at a time.
Like early 2000s.
Yeah.
I feel like people with like puka shell necklaces be like, dude, you're a beta.
Puka shell.
Flip flops, cargo
tan,
shorts.
Frosted
spiky
tips.
Spiky hair, Air Postal polo. Can imagine.
Do you ever have frosted tips?
Well,
I
bleached my hair.
Really.
I bleached my hair last year, and then
I thought
you had to grow it out. So I had like this nasty ass, like half bleached hair, and then my mom 5 months later was like, "Evan, you know I can dye it brown." I was like, "Why didn't you tell me this?" Like,
that could have been told.
It's not cute anymore, Mom. I look like an idiot.
Like a freaking idiot.
I don't
idiot.
Know these things.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but that's okay.
That platinum blonde is in right now. That like Draco Malfoy.
It's kind of fun. I don't know.
Pete Davidson
your hair.
Did it.
Yeah.
I could do a whole segment on Pete Davidson. If
I
you
love
want.
Pete.
But
are you for him
guy.
Or against
I'm
him?
I'm a stan. All I stan. Right. Stan
fair.
Culture. I actually don't use the word stan.
I like.
I just dropped it real quick on the pod.
I like that you don't use it because I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah. No.
Wait. What's the word?
Stan. You know.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I don't
so
know what that is.
It means you're a fan.
Okay.
And its origin, if you guys want me to do, you know, a little linguistic
lecture. I feel
lecture,
like other listeners won't know, too.
It was from an Eminem song where it was like, yo, Stan, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling.
Well,
and he,
yeah,
like,
well,
kills
Stan
himself.
Stan wrote Eminem.
Stan wrote Eminem.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Stan, like, Stan was, like, his biggest fan. Like, hey, I'm your biggest fan. Like, I'm so misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay, fast forward, like, 20 years or something. Someone random was, like, on Twitter was like, oh, I Stan... What's something to stand? Sushi?
I don't know.
Okay, that was stupid. Like
people,
something
it's usually
random.
A person. Yeah.
A person, yeah. Pete Davidson. I stand Pete Davidson. So, yeah, that's a little history because people actually don't know where it's from, but it's like, yeah, I'm surprised you haven't heard it.
I don't get it.
Have you not heard that song?
Like,
what do you mean?
That like they use it as a verb,
like you're.
But it's like actually Stan was
so
a
like,
person.
It's like you're obsessed with him, but like you don't hear anything back.
Well, people don't really know like that
the
context
of
it. They just use it to say they're a fan.
Yeah,
or
it's like a
they're
fan
like
through thick and thin.
Through thick and thin.
You don't give a crap if they're a piece of shit.
Okay, I guess I can't.
And I
get
don't.
It.
I'm not a fair weather fan. I stick.
That's good. Well, because like especially with the Pete Davidson thing, like he's so easy to slander.
He is
for whatever
yeah, people,
reason.
He's just an easy guy to hate.
Oh, geez.
But then also on the other side.
What up,
Amelia?
Wait, why is he an easy guy to hate? Is it his dark humor?
I think it's just
he's like obnoxious.
He's just obnoxious and like.
It's just different.
I don't think it's that obnoxious.
Like, it's either if like you really don't like him or you really like him.
It's nice to meet you.
Bye, Amelia.
Here's my thing about Pete Davidson. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think he's been through some shit. I think.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's easy to perceive him as an asshole on the surface level.
I thought you were just being funny. Okay. Damn it, ruined it for me.
Oh, no, that's a bit on SNL.
It's a pool boy skit.
A what?
He's a pool boy.
So his name is Chad.
Yeah,
his name is Chad. And he's like just dumb. And like.
He's just like supposed to be a teenager.
Yeah, wait, I've seen that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the mom's like. Telling him all this romantic stuff and like why they can't be together anymore and like it's like pouring her heart out to him and he's just like okay.
Cool. Yeah, she's like she's Julie Louis Dreyfus, so she's way older than him.
Yeah.
And they're like having an affair and she's like, I don't think we can be together, you know, with the kids and you know, my husband. Okay.
Okay.
Like, and she's like family. Justifying all okay. of it, like he's like, okay.
Didn't he like and find then another something one he's in a hospital in bed?
Yeah. What was her name?
Who?
Like, yeah, when he found the dead thing in the pool, he just yelled, I don't know.
He was like, wasn't he like, it's really dead?
No.
It was just said something stupid like that.
I don't know. I feel for the guy.
Yeah, I like him.
And then he got dragged through the dirt. And as someone who liked him before he started dating Ariana Grande, it was very hard to watch him fall in love with her and then like
it was so quick
and it was so
he was so in love so fast
and aggressive and like
yeah
I feel like I didn't call it or anything by any means but I really thought it wasn't real. It seemed like it was for the commercial success of both of them because like it put Ariana in a better situation with that crowd of people that like him.
Yes.
And it put Pete Davidson in a better crowd of people that like her. And there's really
hindsight is 2020 and I totally can like
it's all a scheme,
especially
man.
I was playing
Bollywood,
the
dude.
And yeah. For some reason I feel like I don't want to like put people in a box about it, but most guys I've talked to have been like pretty cynical about that relationship even while it was like still going on. And I remember because she has a song called Pete Davidson, I played it for a guy and I thought it was like the cutest thing ever, and they're like, you know, that's just like bullshit, like that's just a way for them, like them to make a bunch of money, like song named Pete Davidson. But you know what, it's a bop.
I don't know,
probably.
I
mean,
it's a good song. Yeah.
I haven't heard this song.
I haven't heard it, but
how's it
could just be contributing to what you just
I can't
said.
Hit her high
Davidson.
Notes.
Go it's for like, it.
She doesn't say his name.
Oh,
it's called Pete Davidson, though. She's like, I'm not gonna sing it. I mean, I'm kind of
singing, Anna.
Mm-mm,
you're about to.
She's thinking in her head.
Oh no, I'm not.
I thought you into my life. Whoa. Look at my mind. Can we cut this right now?
The
no
way you
better
were doing
place
that
of a
sounded
time.
Like
how they align.
It's only a minute long. Oh, it is pretty catchy.
That's why they
yeah,
broke up.
Good. That's why they broke up?
She's really pretty.
She's gorgeous.
Look at how smooth she looks.
she's so
golden.
She is.
How old is she? Like 24?
She just turned 24 in July.
Wow.
She was like mega popular for him when she was 18. I know
that's
pretty much
the
case.
She was started
on
Nickelodeon, so she
it's queered cause
queered.
Whoa. Queered. Whoa, little Freudian slip.
It's weird. Because she wasn't even a main character.
I know. But she was still everybody's favorite character.
Like she was just like a secondary character.
She was quirky.
She was hashtag random. Rawr.
Yeah, she seems so dumb.
XD. Yeah. She was dumb in the show.
Yeah.
The whole show was
dumb. I remember like one episode that sticks out. Like the only one I remember is like so dumb. It's like such a Nickelodeon plot line too. It's like, what is the girl who is Victoria? It doesn't matter.
Justice.
Victoria Justice, yeah.
What a name.
She gets stuck in this like RV trailer thing.
Happens.
In like the summer, in the middle of summer. It's really hot. And she gets locked in and she's like, it's like a sauna. And she's like, and meanwhile, camera flashes to Ariana Grande, like flirting with these just two
the most average like looking white dudes I've ever seen, and they're literally like fighting over her, and they're like throwing a ball, and she's like, oh, ha, ha. And that was the whole episode, was that character flirting with these guys, and then Victoria Justice being locked in a trailer, and then come to find out that she actually wasn't locked in the whole time.
Oh, wow. That's
classic.
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 Really
Dan
got
Schneider.
Us with that one. We've talked about Dan Schneider on here before.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider.
I went back because Drake and Josh is on
Poopflix?
On Hulu.
Oh, Pulu.
And I started watching them, and I'm like, damn, Dan Schneider is just like such a funny guy. And like, he snuck so much stuff in that like I didn't catch when I was
That's the real genius of any of those shows. Yeah. Like SpongeBob, Drake and Josh. Like, they're all just like, you can watch them as an adult and really see so much more.
Like the pair phones.
Dude, I was about to bring that up because yesterday, randomly in the car on the way up here. Yeah, hashtag random. You know, things get a little hashtag random when you're in the car for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, Christina, have you seen my PearPod? just cause I wanted to see if anyone would know what a PearPod was. And so I was random. Like, do you know what a PearPod is? She's like, yeah, what's an iCarly, right? And I was like, yes, he's created this entire fake stuff, brand. Though. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty
really
dope.
Not, though.
What? It's really not what?
It's not a fake brand.
PearPod?
Yeah, it's just a spinoff of Apple.
Well, I know, but...
That's yeah, but it's recognizable. I mean. Like, everyone's like, PearPod. iCarly.
That is true,
the PearPod was my favorite. It was like fucking...
Oh, yeah. I really wanted, like, a PearPod pair device. I was, like, pissed off that I had...
I liked
with
when
Apple
you
would
do the little
pairs.
Updates, it's like, feeling stressed.
Dude, I know, and victorious. Like, the little
feeling
emojis.
Feeling anxious.
It's like Twitter before Twitter was a real thing. I mean, Twitter was probably around, but not as popular.
Twitter's real old, dude.
Like 2010 or something that came out?
No.
Before that?
Probably, dude.
It's been around for more than 10 years?
I think so.
Oh, I think it might have been...
It tells me when I...
I wrote a...
It says member since. Let's see.
No chance it's more than 10 years old. No chance.
Joined January 2010. Well, but I know I did not I know I did not join right when it started.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. Twitter. Maybe I'm thinking of Instagram that started then.
It was launched on 2006.
2006. When did Instagram start?
12.
Launch date. It doesn't say.
So, speaking of Instagram, which makes me think of Facebook, because Facebook owns it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I actually meant to tell you this, Evan. Mm-hmm. No one can see because I pointed at him. But when we were at our holiday a couple weeks ago, we were talking about like how Instagram ads are listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
And like examples of, you know, shit like that. So this happened to me again this week.
Oh.
And it's really, really strange. Yeah. Like, I officially got super creeped out. And so I was on the phone with my mom on like on Tuesday. Today is Saturday. And I was telling her that I was going to Orange Theory, the fitness place, and signing up for like 4 classes. And then that was all I had mentioned of it. Like, I hadn't looked it up on my phone or anything like that. And then the next day, I was talking to my boss, and she does Orange Theory, and she was talking to me about, like, we talked for a good amount of time, like, maybe, I would say, like, 5 minutes about just this program that they have for the new year and, like, what she's been doing, blah, blah, blah. And so yesterday, I was on Instagram, and lo and behold is an ad for Orange Theory. I haven't Googled it. I haven't so much as done anything.
Man. John, does that happen to
That's
you?
That's happened to me. And I've
It's
like,
happened to me multiple times.
Yeah,
I
haven't even
I've
talked
seen
about it.
A lot of videos, people have proven it and stuff like that. It's really weird, but it's like, who's going to complain? Because it's catering to you.
Like, yeah, it's always something helpful. Like, yeah, it's never like, been anything like...
And the cool thing is like now Google kind of auto-completes stuff. So if you're like, man, I should Google that, it already knows what you said. So when you pull up Google, it'll be like, do you want to search this? I'm like, hell yeah, I do.
Or it knows that you thought it.
That would be so dope if you don't have
happened,
to do it.
Like, I've just thought about something and then I've seen
it. That's what happened. Because I was telling them one time I had some stevia in my pantry, right?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking... like, oh, I'm going to use some stevia or whatever. And then, like, that was literally, I literally thought about it. Didn't search anything, nothing.
You got an ad for it?
Used it. Literally, immediately after, there was an ad for it. I was like, what the heck?
Same thing. I was planning on, like,
had never seen a stevia freaking ad before.
I, like, never.
I didn't even know why I had it. I think someone gave it to me. I was like, I'm going to try it.
I hate stevia.
I know it's gross.
It's pretty nasty.
It's disgusting.
I like never cook anything. And one time I was going to like, I like was going to make Baja fish tacos out of all random things that I could make. Because I don't know why I was going to do it.
Quirky
but
girl
like,
thing.
Next
quirky.
Thing I know, there's a recipe on my Instagram for Baja fish tacos.
That's
and I was like, that's
weird.
Really weird. Like, I didn't talk to anyone about it. Like, how did
I think it's awesome. Like I was saying, like, and you even said it was helpful. I'm not
yeah,
saying
like
it is
I
helpful.
Needed it.
Yeah, definitely.
But
and so like, I don't think there's a reason. I just think everybody should just kind of lose the.
It's still creepy though.
I mean, but why? Like I'm saying, like lose that part of you.
It's
and
the
then
surveillance
just
factor
it as,
that
like,
creeps
it just doesn't like. It's like how does it help? Like how does that happen?
I don't know. They
no,
have all the data, and they probably set up something, and it's just like it works
but
like
then
this
also
now.
Like,
and
okay,
we don't care to fix it.
Do you guys cover up your camera on your laptop?
I don't give a shit.
I don't either. Like who's gonna freaking watch me?
Like no one wants. No one
do my homework.
You're not gonna see anything cool.
That's fucking weird.
They've been watching us this whole time. It's not even plugged in.
It's like who's sitting there like. Typing on my computer. Who'd want to watch that?
I was reading an article that was saying that 10-year challenge that everyone's doing, like the photo from today and the photo from 2009, is going to be creepy for data mining because they can use that to get like a large sample of looking at the way people's faces have like aged in 10 years.
Yeah, bro, they probably started it then.
Yeah, and I was thinking though, like that is creepy for sure, but. That
it could be helpful in a lot of ways.
It could be helpful a lot of ways. Like
weird.
Think about if someone goes missing, they can do
that.
Like
yep.
How you have like that projection.
The thing that
what
I don't like is
or,
just like no one talks about like the people that make it. You know what I mean?
Make what?
Like that do all this stuff.
Oh right.
That create.
Like we don't know
odds.
Anything.
You know what I mean? Like no one talks about like this is what they do.
It's
doing.
Funny because
it's just
like,
that
people,
it's just a thing.
Yeah, people have this conversation and they're like, and then Google come out tomorrow and be like, yeah, we do that, but what is anybody gonna do about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nobody's gonna be
like
stop.
Like, yeah, it would just yeah. like it would just be nice if they like talked to her. Like, yeah, this is what happens. This is what we do to like help you have a better web experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can turn it off this way. If you don't like that,
yeah.
Like,
but like,
just
to
being
what extent?
But it's just like
they're
like,
not. They also
it's kind of like
you
a God thing. Like it's just like
yes.
they're happening,
it's true.
And none of us normal people know how
well, and they know
or how it works.
As soon as they pull back the curtain, it's just Wizard of Oz, and then they're toast. So they can't do that. They gotta keep up the production.
I just don't get why
it's
so secretive
everywhere.
Because everyone's aware that it happens.
I know, but
kinda
we'll leave this conversation tonight and not give a shit about it tomorrow.
Yeah, because we're all addicted.
I mean,
to our,
yeah,
we're all addicted
but
to
I
our
don't,
social
I don't
media.
Care.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's just like, why is it like that?
I don't know. It's just how it is. I mean, it might have been a product of a bunch of different things. Like when you create, when data is your business, like and you're selling data and you know how to extract data.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you just have it sitting around and you're like. If you and Google also is also into big software and stuff like that, so they just write algorithms constantly, writing software, making websites, doing a lot of stuff, and so some of it might have just been almost by accident. It's like we can do this thing where because like it used to do those ads where it was based on your web searches,
it's kind of just like
but,
a self feeding thing.
Yeah, but if your web searches just are now correlated to everything that it hears anyway, it doesn't know the difference anymore.
Yeah,
everything is just data from a source.
Yeah,
and, so
and that's the thing too is
from.
Like. It's a software, you know what I mean? It's not like a person.
A person's like, not like
he's just like listening. Like, Orange Theory.
Oh yeah, pop it up on the feed. Oh, she's scrolling.
It's just crazy to me because it's like, at what point is it going to stop? And I don't think it's ever going to stop. And
no,
it's
it'll
like
just be more integrated.
It's just going to like continue evolving into this crazy.
It will be cool when
control.
Like you're like do, you can just like think things like it's like I'm gonna type this and it types it out.
Have you guys ever seen Her? Not Her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I
what
have
it's
not.
Called.
Yeah, it is called Her.
Okay, I don't know why I didn't think that when I just said it.
He's like in love with a Suri or something.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson voices it. It's awesome.
I
would
I
recommend it.
I watched it in a film class, which was an interesting like
way to first see the movie because yeah. you already had to do like all that analytical shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's called, I guess. But it's that was insane. Like yeah. that had us questioning what.
Dude, I know.
Is
I mean, what's the future what, that? And then what's the future of this yes. technology? They already do this thing now in like big cities where they have those billboards that just change all mm-hmm. the time. And so like they know when people are in certain areas through the GPS on your phone, and they know your safety or not your your searches. So they know mm-hmm. what you're interested in. So they'll flash stuff on billboards in real time that appeals to the people in the area. Dude, so they just take a conglomerate that's of crazy. The area, and they're like, this would appeal to the most people in the area. So that's what we're going to put up on the billboard.
Yeah.
And so like that's just going to get, dude. That's just going to extrapolate, and they're going to make like everything is just going to become more integrated to serve ads and stuff like that. Cause that's what, oh, that's what YouTube's turning into, which YouTube mm-hmm. used to be the safe space of the internet. Now it's totally not. Anyway.
Yeah. There's a guy in one of my classes who did a lot of work in was working in advertising, like after undergrad got a job for a while. Now he's back in school and he is studying Hispanic marketing, and he was telling us that like while he was working in like all of the meetings, they had meetings dedicated to like making sure the company wasn't creeping out the consumer like mm. with, because they know so much about us, yeah. like so much that they have to withhold so as to not creep us out so much. But like they do need to like cater to us
yeah.
and like use our shit. But at, well, I'm talking like a disgusting person, but basically they know a lot. Right. And
isn't it weird to think like, it's like, all right, so I would consider us consumers. And then there's people like, that own all these companies that have the ads that come to us.
Oh, dude.
And then there's like yeah, that's software people above them.
Yeah, you're getting
And then
into
you think like, think about like the people all the way at the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want
to think about those people. There's like a good like 10 or 12 people.
Like it's like that pretty much just rule the world. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That there's a lot. There's yeah. a
like there's like a handful like of people that hey, Evan, literally.
I'll challenge you right now. Name one of them.
Yeah, you can.
Dude, who are they?
Yeah, exactly. It's like who...
No one in this room can name one of those people.
Speaking of powerful ass people, is the... I'm not trying to go on a tangent too much because I do want to go back to this conversation, but the fact that Jeff Bezos' wife can get half of his money
yeah.
and be the second richest person in the world after Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
But that's then it's weird.
A lot
it's like,
of money.
It's like Jeff Bezos, like,
she just
like,
jumped everyone.
The richest person in the world, but... Do you really think like he actually is, or is there like
well, no. so a lot
a
of those
whole
assets,
another tier?
A lot of those assets aren't liquid anyway, so it's like
yeah.
he couldn't pull out $105 billion right now and show it to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, but don't you think that there's someone that's like above him though? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh, definitely. There's gotta yeah. be there's gotta be someone.
I wonder what he is doing.
Like it's so because weird. Like it like there wasn't, feels like some like Star Wars shit or something, like some like Sith Lords.
You might be
there,
right,
like,
dude. It might be
commanding
really Sith
everything.
Lord-ish. That's crazy actually.
But what I think all this data mining is gonna do is turn into social currency, like that
oh, yeah,
you
that,
guys
that
watch
that
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, yeah.
Okay, woo! So they're doing that in China now.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wait, what
and
is it?
It's like pretty much your like based on
there's a couple of different things I'm sure
there's a lot there are different things that it they're like incorporating this pretty much like think of an Uber rating.
I was about to say Uber yeah. yeah
but it's like your social rating
yeah so like
it's
time,
like a credit score
okay
yeah. for
yeah you got it
like if you want to
like
rent
if you're
a house
a good
or something
person or
just
like
a bunch yeah. of
based
things.
On.
Like maybe if they saw you littering
you have,
or
yeah
just like okay
or you were like rude
just like
to
how good of a person you are
yeah because it's based on how what everybody perceives
are
you
aware
you.
Like is like everyone like oh I'm gonna be a better person
mm-hmm.
yeah like you know your score and like if
what
you're
do
in
you
a certain
mean they're
score
doing
range.
It in China like what
I read yeah, an article that they have I don't know I don't have enough facts to back this up right now
that was smart I really wanted you to go out on a limb but it's probably smart that you don't just claim
out,
things
pull out
but what I do know is that company like I know Nike does this and I think Target does it also that like if you are a consumer who like say you people order like 10 dresses or something from like Target or something to try on and they send like 9 back
mm-hmm.
Target keeps track of that
ooh
And if you like call customer service and stuff, you get like jumped in line.
And
like you don't get the same treatment because like, they're, yeah. So that's something that I learned about. I know Nike does it in Target.
Huh.
Speaking of Target. But I need to look at this social currency thing in China.
Nike's so interesting, going back to the whole marketing ad thing. Like, it's all like, it's not about the, I guess, like the people or any, like you think about the Kaepernick ad, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, they don't give a shit about that either way.
I know, yeah.
It's just like, that just got them a ton of attention, and right. that sells. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's the same with the Gillette ad, too.
Yeah, and the Gillette stuff. Like, they don't give a crap yeah. either way. Like, they don't care
like, hi, about...
It's yeah, just what's no going to sell more and what's going to get more attention.
Yeah, right? No one... I don't know. Yeah, like, marginally different in terms of people that will stop using their product because of that ad for Gillette, in the Gillette's case. But
yeah, and then and all
only,
this stuff on
it's only
going
to make more
talk
sales.
About it more, yeah.
I don't... Yeah, there's really no issue with doing anything like that. If anything, it's better to do something that's going to strike controversy. I mean, that's how Trump won. I hate to say it, but it's like if he wouldn't have struck up so much controversy, people wouldn't have talked about him.
Yeah.
And like he definitely knows how to do
Everyone
that.
Everyone was just talking how ridiculous. Like all the sensible people, all the just like kind of neutral people, no one talked about it because it's like, yeah, they're pretty agreeable.
Yeah.
Like, just not like that any, exciting.
Any candidate.
It would be just... a good president, but that's boring.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you guys ready for this? This is from Business Insider. So, the social credit system is due to be fully operational nationwide by 2020. And like private credit scores, a person's social score can move up and down depending on their behavior. The exact methodology Whoa. Is a secret, but examples of infractions include bad driving, smoking in non-smoking zones, buying too many video games, and posting fake news online.
Wow. That sounds fake.
No, I don't know.
I could see it happening.
Fake it's news a, online. That's so.
I mean,
it sounds pretty subjective. China's social credit system penalizes those who spend frivolously.
I feel like there should be some penalty for marking people badly
bull crap
as well.
Though. Chinese people yeah, are always so fresh.
Who's you know yeah. who's keeping track? Who's holding
yeah, like, who's
these
the
judges accountable?
Judge of that?
I guess everybody would be a judge, right? I it's mean, like, and then
yeah, can you just report anyone you see? Like,
this is scary. I'd
minus 10.
I'm sure there'd be so many. Like, there's so much.
You hold the door for someone's like plus 3. Yeah.
And what
but
if
they
you're
didn't
like,
want the door to be held minus 3?
Don't talk to me,
bitch.
Etiquette, like, etiquette's very culture to culture.
That's true.
So
that's
like,
weird. I don't know.
Dude,
if they tried that stuff here,
I think they're going to, mark my words. It's
gonna,
January 19th, 2019.
Like, what weight is that going to carry?
I mean, if you think about your Uber score, Uber drivers will not pick you up if you have, like, a bad score.
That's weird.
They don't want you throwing up in their car or, like, being an ass.
Uber's so weird anyway.
And I don't know. It's a lot to think about. But that's why we just don't need to think about it.
Yeah.
That's
just don't talk about it.
Don't talk
Pretend
about
it's not
it.
That's
what they want us to do.
Suppress it.
Suppress
Even
keep
like,
it. Stop yourself. Thinking about it.
BuzzFeed quiz is like, which slice of pizza are you? Or
it's just
what character from
data.
Parks and Rec? That is not.
Yeah, that's
that
data.
Doesn't they, exist in a vacuum.
It's data
that's,
they have on you.
Somewhere.
Don't care.
You don't care?
No, they don't care.
Oh, they don't know. They don't care at all that you care. They just want more data so they can sell more data.
That's just the key to life, man. Like,
I know, but hey, listen.
It's all fucking fake anyways. Do what you
yeah,
want to do.
Yeah, this is all
What's
a simulation.
It's not
so,
real. It's like,
mean, that's the problem.
Just be happy.
Problem. It's like they do all this for what? Money, probably. And then what do they
clout?
Get with the money? I think clout is more serious of a thing than you even jokingly said right there. Clout
I barely was joking.
Yeah, because you
well,
think
clout
about
back
the
to
most,
clout
the
and
richest
talking about
people,
ads.
Like,
clout might be the most.
They've got all
thing.
The money in the world. You know what I mean? Like they yeah. can buy whatever they want to buy. It's not about that anymore.
I know. So what? I don't. What is it about at that point? But what is anything like? Why is anybody hustling for money at all?
People love money.
I don't know.
Yeah, because so many
gotta
people
keep up with the Joneses.
So many people like. Their needs are met and they're comfortable, but it's still not enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
It's
we're so greedy
enough.
Here.
I know.
We can never have enough.
Yeah.
I know, but like,
that's our culture. Like, I'm saying that's how we all are.
They could easily just say, I don't need this extra money.
It's all like, we're all
I know, but no one will ever do that.
Exactly, but why?
I don't get it either. I don't know.
It's just ingrained to, like, how we think. I hate to.
Just human nature.
I hate to say it. Live in a capitalist, greedy.
Is that human nature or is that just our society?
I think it's human nature.
Yeah, this is getting a little deep.
Hey, sometimes we do that.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I love that.
I mean, do you think about
human nature, like something?
Indigenous tribes. Are they greedy?
But then here's another like simplistic question. Like why do those people live on a daily, like the same question I have for animals. Like why do animals want to live?
Yeah, it's just like,
what do they do
every day? They just meet their needs. Like there's certain
animals that sleep like 20 hours a day, and they're like just doing nothing the rest of the time.
And our culture is so based on like productivity, mm-hmm. being tied to your self worth.
Yeah,
and if you're not producing and advancing, you're not good.
I mean,
these thing about animals, like they're just living. Like they just live.
Some of them
it's
do like, stuff for a community, like very occasionally. Like I guess penguins kind of do that. But it's just, and then like obviously apes do it.
Yeah, but then the stuff that they do is just for their existence.
Right. Yeah, they're just trying to further their genes.
Advance their, like become a better version. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the goal is to never evolve. And like humans are like, especially now with like social media trends and stuff like that, it's always about doing something to be a different state. You're never trying to, no one is ever trying to remain the same.
Yeah,
it's always like I need to change myself. This is the year of change. This is the year that I do that thing, or for whatever reason, I have no idea why.
Yeah,
and I get aspirations for sure, but it's always something like lose the weight, gain the weight, be stronger, be whatever it is. It's always so. For what reason? Especially stuff like that. There's never really an end goal that you can plausibly reach. Because let's say you lose the 50 pounds you want, then you're just like, well, now I could easily lose more. So you're never done. Yeah. You're never done losing weight. Yeah. You're never done doing anything like that. I guess some people would argue that that's the kind of the point of it, is that you just have an ongoing journey. I don't know. I'm not a fan of stuff like that, though. I don't like... I suck at setting goals because like there's nothing tangible to say. Like I always end up overthinking it and just being like, I can't get to that point.
Yeah.
So why even act like I can? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Probably why I still live at home.
That's like those for the people that like live in Alaska, that's like they just live up on the mountain. It's like, oh, I gotta go chop down some trees today because I need more firewood, or like,
yeah. And then but to play devil's advocate, it's living. Like, why are they doing that? Who are you doing that
they're
for?
They're just existing. You
I know, but why? What's the point? You're just gonna die.
So like, yeah, exactly. But it's like,
I hate to be
there's
like
not
that.
A point to any of it. That's the thing.
I know. So why do that?
That's just like...
Is that really the most fun you can have? Is fun
even
the goal?
No, but I'm saying like, it's interesting because it's a different way of life. You know what I mean?
I was just being a dick.
Like they're, but you're supposed to be devil's advocate. But like the day-to-day activities are just to exist. Yeah, and like a lot of people in like our normal society, it's not just to exist. It's to advance.
But why, like, I don't understand why it's either way at all.
Yeah, it's
who
weird.
Who wrote the code? Like, I don't. Every animal has the
it's
code.
It's a simulation,
to,
like Maria
to
said.
Keep existing. Not a
it
fan.
It is a simulation.
Eventually, we will get to the point where that we all know that's to be true.
No, we'll be dead, and then whatever happens.
We may not be dead. It may be closer than you think.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just every bit of it. Because either side, you could say there's no meaning to life or whatever, but then as soon as you adopt something that makes you think you feel better about it, it's just like you could just flip it on its head. Like you were saying, like, oh, there's no meaning anyway. Let's just go to Alaska, live on a mountain. But then you're just like, why the fuck am I doing that? Like, there's really, there's never an answer.
Yeah, there's never an answer.
Yeah. Like, why is going off the grid? Why is that the first answer? It's always like, oh, let's just get away from technology.
Buddhism stuff, reading about the guy that found him at the museum today.
Oh yeah.
It was like the quote is like how he started Buddhism is like he found that or he discovered that the world is an illusion and like
I mean
he gave up all of his possessions and just like went out.
And then I would say to that, like, what? Like,
yeah, exactly. It's still like, what's the point?
Who fucking cares? I mean, it's very self-righteous to think that that's what you need to do, in my opinion. Anything. To say that other people should do what you're doing is just ridiculous. Like, I'm doing the right thing. Everybody follow me. Like, relax.
I don't think that's the way he took it. I think it was just like, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, then why do people start following him? You got to be like...
Because they thought he was doing the right thing.
You
got to
be predatory
tell him
or something.
He was doing the wrong
You
got to
be
the right thing.
Sort of hotshot.
The guy that founded Buddhism.
Way back when.
Buddhism. What's his name?
Siddhartha?
Yeah.
Siddhartha.
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 S-I-D-D-H-A-R-T-A.
Yeah, he went on a whole journey.
Oh, yeah.
Not to sound not well-versed in Buddhism, because I'm not. But there are like
Buddhism
five levels
interesting.
To... Five, how many levels to Nirvana?
I don't know. Right?
Seven.
I think
seven.
That sounds right.
Seven levels. People talk about that all the time. Apparently, they found that mummy or whatever that was like, apparently they reached Nirvana. It was like half alive, sort of.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I haven't
like,
heard
it
of
had
that.
Been mummified for like hundreds of years and it like didn't decay. Like they, so they just think that it was just like.
Because it was just so content?
Yeah, it was just like just chilling.
Jesus. I guess not.
Not Jesus.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here. That's funny. But I mean, it makes sense why religion would become an obvious choice for a lot of people. Especially when it was like times of like the only conflict was just like brutally physical and it was just like, let's just kill each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it was easier just to be like, put it on something else. Like there's a higher power, which all that we're saying with the simulation thing is exactly the same thing. Somebody else made us. You know what I mean? Like that's not any different than God.
Yeah.
I think they knew a lot less back then. So they,
yeah,
I don't know.
Definitely. It's so... But the other weird thing about the simulation part of it, it's like, why would they make it purposefully depressing where we're the only planet that... First of all, we know of other planets. Second of all, those planets don't have anybody on them that we can communicate with. And third of all, we know we can get to those planets. But it's just so... Like, there's just so many reasons why whoever made this was just like, it's almost torture. Like they made a sentient being that would eventually know that they're alone in the universe.
Wow.
That they created.
Yeah.
It's like someone was really mad one day and they just decided to make us take it out on us. I will
so
call
weird,
them humans.
Man. I don't like thinking
the
about
bastards.
It.
Although they didn't create humans, they created like little tadpole things and they turned into us, little single celled organisms that eventually sprouted. They're like, damn it.
Something went terribly wrong in the lab.
It's like the microscope thing, and then it's like they zoom
in
out.
In the petri dish?
They're watching us in the petri dish, and then it zooms out again, and they're in the petri dish.
Yeah.
Just multiple Sims.
Crazy.
Games.
So what will be like the recap of today? Like the gang talks, existentialism, and
can always
Matrix, like...
Target.
Poor. We did a bad...
We tried.
Improv.
We took
That was
shitty.
That
improv.
Was shitty.
It was. That's my fault. My bad.
Tell a story.
No, it's not your fault. You know, I actually got really into improv. Like, I didn't actually do it, but I read a lot about it, and I went to.
I think we were all just trying to go different.
Yeah,
we were all like dancing around. Like, we all went to other
rooms.
No, I didn't do improv, but I went to Upright Citizens Brigade a few times in New York.
I went to that once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was the most fun. I absolutely love it. Like, it's probably my favorite place in the world.
My dad didn't like it for some reason. He's a huge fan of comedy, but me and my brother absolutely loved it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe older people don't get... Like, I feel like there's, like,
there's something about
it.
They were all
fucking
young
Bill.
People in the...
But...
yeah.
But I was reading Tina Fey's book, and she did improv at Second City, I think it was called, in Chicago. Like, Chicago UCB. And she kind of, in her book, Bossy Pants, was talking about, like, some rules of improv. And it's like...
I was about to say.
Yeah. One of them was, you always say yes and. So, like, you never leave the other person hanging. So, it's like, oh, I have a gun.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, oh, I'm scared. You'd be like, I know I got you that for Christmas. Or, like, something just...
Yeah.
That they could, like...
Just leads into
theoretically
something else.
Take. Yeah.
I would
so
like to
very,
do improv, honestly.
Improv is very interesting to me. People kind of make fun of it. But I think it's awesome.
It can go so awry so quickly.
It can.
So,
it really can. Like I've seen some very unfunny improv.
One of my favorite podcasts is improv.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore.
What podcast
but
is
what
it?
Was it was called like Wired or
I forgot what it was called.
Something I think it was called Wired, but it was just like
sounds right.
People would just be sitting there like we're doing what we did except like more successfully. But maybe not more successfully if it's not on anymore.
I don't know, I enjoyed it.
But. Andrew Santino is a good one to listen to that does that. He'll just sit there and make up stories the whole time. It's pretty awesome.
Love that. That's funny.
He's very graphic. Talking about like 4'10", 360-pound man that he fucked and stuff. It's just like, where did you... Anyway.
Place, I guess.
We're going to wrap it up smooth.
Wrap it up real smooth.
Real smooth.
Real easy.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Oh, yeah, we loved it. Thank you guys for having us.
I'm glad that it went well.
Get that
you guys
clap on the,
you
on the mic. Nervous.
I'll give everybody high fives.
Oh,
oh
damn.
I
was excited.
It's a wrap.
Thanks, guys. That's a wrap.
Most awkward ending so far.
Motherfucking fat boy.